This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome, everybody, to Me Time. I am so excited for this week's guest, Micah Schiffman. He is a stylist to the stars. He's also my stylist when I need a stylist. I love this person so much. We have so much fun, and I cannot wait for you all to listen to this episode, and also I can't wait to have him back. We have so much more to talk about, but this will just give you a little taste. He has some great styling tips and info, and we just have a great time. Please enjoy. Today, I am so excited to have one of my favorite people, like, in the world. I don't get to see as much as I would like to, like, as much as I used to. I feel like I had a lot going on for a minute, and I don't have as many events right now, but, like, now I just miss you because I don't see you as much. But, like, this, I love this human. I love this human so much. Anyway, so Micah Schiffman, who is a celebrity stylist, has been for, well, I don't know. I'm going to get to that in a minute. We met through Ruth. Is that right?
I think so.
All right. Yeah. And you know, when you just, like, meet people and you're like, these are my people, and, like, I will never let go of these people. Like, I, like, that is what you are, one of those people in my life. And I, what I love about you is, like, again, we can go all this time and not see each other, not work together, whatever. We pick up right where we left off. And I love all things you. So, I feel like as we get older, there are fewer and fewer people that you meet and kind of have that, like, oh, I'm not letting go of you. I'm not letting go of you. Like, these are my people in my world. And I feel lucky because you and I feel like, I don't know, maybe that's one way, but I feel that way about you.
Exactly the same. And I'm at a point in my life where I am getting rid of people.
Yeah. Same.
And
yeah.
I'm not trying to, I don't need any more friends. I'm all set.
Yeah. But you know what I also love? I think about you. I think we also kind of share this thing of, like, I never feel, we've made how many plans to try to have drinks over the last, like, 4 months? And neither one of us are ever like, oh, upset, or like, when are we doing this? Why haven't we done this? Where are you? Blah, blah, blah. It's just a little bit like life. It'll happen when it's supposed to happen. I love you. I'm here. If you need me, you know.
Not forced. Never forced. Never. It's never. Just going to happen. Yeah.
That is invaluable, I feel like. Yeah. And we're both very busy. So anyway, also, you're just, like, the greatest at what you do. And this will be an expert. I'm having, like, me time with the experts. Micah is my styling expert. And so we had some listener questions, but I want to first start with your background, like, how you got into and discovered this is, like, this is your talent. This is what you do. And this is what you're going to do. And also make an incredible life doing it.
Thank you. Firstly, I'm just here to beat Anton's ratings.
That's going to be tough. Anton's episodes are, like, do you know this? Have we talked about this?
No, I listened to it.
Oh my God.
I was like, why is he so good?
He is, he needs his own podcast, honestly, but, like, he's like, his episodes, you're so funny. I was like, oh God, I love it. I was going to say, like, Anton is also one of those people in my life too. That's like, so we just goof off. I'm sure if you listen to the episode, you know that I think we talked maybe 20% about makeup, or 25, and then the rest.
Even when he does talk about makeup, he sounds so technological, and he knows he's using the word emulsify and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to talk about clothes. There's no science to it. There's no, you know, it's just kind of like, that looks good. Wear it. There, that's the podcast.
But can I tell you, that is one of the reasons I love you, is your, we'll get to trends and stuff, but I also love that you're kind of more about, like, what looks good on you is your trend. Like that is the trend. Like wear what's hot on you. You've never ever pushed something on me that was like, everyone's wearing this right now, so you should too. It's
you
like,
you have to wear this designer or you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, I'm not, there are stylists, plenty you can hire that do that. But then you don't look like yourself. And I want you to look like you. And I want my other client to look like my other client. And I don't want you both. I don't ever want, if I pulled a dress for you, yes, it can go on another client's rack after you pass on it. But in my head, that was pulled for you. You know, okay, you wanted to get to my story. Okay, we're all over the place.
We'll get to your story. But that's, who cares? Well, that's what we do when we talk. So
I went to school for acting, got my Bachelor of Fine Arts in acting. You knew that.
Yeah.
And I moved to LA and realized I didn't have the abs for acting.
Oh my God. Stop it. Holy.
I don't know. I just gave up real quick. I just gave up. I got like two no's and I was like, I'm good. And then I went into production. I worked in film and TV. I assisted directors, just on set director, you know, and then producers, did a couple movies. And then I was doing a movie in Montreal and it became quite close with one of the actors or actresses on the movie and left the producer because he was working and went to work for her. And was just assisting her. And she was quite a fashion darling at the time. And she was very, very well known in the fashion world. And so just part of my assistant work was really getting a lot of her fashion looks together. And then it just kind of morphed into styling.
Yeah.
Her. She was very hands-on. So it wasn't really all my ideas. It was very much, you know, her with me, a little bit of input with me, but that's how I kind of learned the business. And it just kind of like mutated very organically. Like it was just very, just all of a sudden I was a stylist. And
because it's what you're meant to do. Like,
It was so, I never thought about it. It was never a path. It's never something, it just kind of came naturally. And I just kind of found myself in this position. And most celebrity stylists assist other stylists for years and learn it all that way. And then, you know, go off on their own and start their own thing. And I never assisted. I just never trained any under anyone. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, well, here I am. And it's what I do, and I'm kind of okay at it, I guess.
Oh my God. Stop it right now. But I like this is, I love this story because I feel like I'm so paying attention to like where things feel forced and where things feel flowy. And like when you go into the things that feel flowy, when they're meant to be, this is it almost like it's, I hear this story more. Of like, you know, I just, lo and behold, this is what I was doing because it's what you were meant to do.
And now that I'm at my super old age, I look back and it's like, there's so many things. I posted a picture two birthdays ago of me when I was 13 years old at a Neiman Marcus in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I just have like 10 shopping bags in front of me. And I'm like, I mean, that's my life now, you know, like my car, I'm constantly with the bags and the clothes and my mom has told me stories about how I used to sit in her dressing room or her bathroom when she was getting ready at like 8 years old and being like, not those shoes, you know? Yeah. And I was like, oh.
And yet you were like, I'm going to be an actor.
I'm going to be an actor. Damn it. People are going to love me. And the universe, I guess, was being like, no, you're not. You're going to do what you've been doing and been passionate about since, you know, my middle name is Marcus. And I, when I was a kid, used to collect like Neiman Marcus bags and I'd put them on my walls And I'd be like, when I have a son, I'm going to name him Neiman and give him my middle name. So his name's going to be Neiman Market. Like, it's
oh my
just,
God, stop it.
And now I spend 3 days a week at Neiman's doing my job. And it's just, it's, yeah.
Are you a mad, are you like a woo-woo person? Are you like, I was literally manifesting this younger? No, not at all, right? Yeah. No,
I'm like a reverse manifester. I do nothing intentionally. And then realize after the fact that it was all intended for me.
Right.
Like I don't know if that makes sense. I kind of fight against what the universe is trying to tell me to do. And I don't listen. I don't sit quietly in my body and listen for things. I don't listen for the universe. Right. I'm watching murder mysteries.
And yet, this is such, I love this because I also love what you just said too about like, and yet it kind of like, it reverses itself if it needs to, it corrects itself if it needs to. And like, you're going to just do what you're going to go with what you want to do. And then no matter what, you're going to land where you're supposed to land.
Exactly. And the universe is going to laugh at me because I can fight against it, or I can say, I don't want to do that, or I don't have the confidence for this, or whatever it is. And then, you know, here I am doing exactly what I never thought I'd be doing, or have a success in a way that I never thought could be something I'd be successful at, or, you know.
And you love it, right? Like, you love what you do.
I love what I do. I was actually talking today about, there's a satisfaction. I'm very, in very few jobs, I feel like, that are project oriented. I mean, you of course are so lucky in what you do that you get to dive into something, explore it, let it out of you. And then there's a final product. Mm-hmm. Then the show airs. Mm-hmm. And whether it's an episode, whether it's a season, whether it's a movie, you have something to show for it at the end. I was talking to someone today about how in their job, there's never an end. Mm-hmm. You know, there are small, you know, like that's tied up, but then there's more, and there's this, and there's, and it's very frustrating to my friends that, you know, there's no, and I was thinking how lucky I am that I will stress about like, okay, Maggie has this event. What is she gonna wear? Blah, blah, blah. And then I go through the whole thing. We have the fitting. And then I'm laying in bed at night being like, what earrings is she wearing? What shoes? Blah, blah, blah. Getting everything ready. And the second you're out that door, and the second I see that photo of you on the red carpet, I'm relaxed. Job done. Right. An accomplishment. It's so satisfying. Usually, as long as, you know, the look is right and I haven't had a fight with your hair and makeup people.
Oh, no. Only a couple.
My thing is, and you know this, is I always, and this is, I hope hair and makeup people aren't listening to this, but I'm so secretive because I hate it when a client will try something on and the hair and makeup team, and we're all a team, will say like, oh, I don't like that, or something like that. And I'm always like, I don't do your job. You know, like, you leave the clothes to me, you handle the hair and makeup. But at the same time, I'm always like, okay, but here's how the hair needs to be.
Yeah.
Here's how the makeup needs to be.
Yeah, because you really are like, you have the whole, it's because you're looking at a whole picture.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like, I get that. And we usually start with the clothes.
We start with the clothes and I mean, your team is always amazing and collaborative. There are people that I have worked with who just do their own. They want to see a picture of the dress and then they decide what's happening.
Right.
So my new trick is I will text keywords, because usually glam, the hair and makeup will start before I get there.
Yeah, of course. Right. Yeah.
So I was working with the dress at the end and have to like see like, oh, that's the hair we're going with, you know, and maybe an earring that I want to show off or, you know, something like that.
Right. That's right.
I text my client, whoever it is. I never do it with you. Keywords.
Never, ever.
Keywords to say to the hairstylist and to the makeup artist, like, why don't we go this way? So it's the client's idea and not my idea. So I'm not the one stepping on, you know, toes. And
yeah.
I feel like the architect of the entire look.
I mean, it starts with you. So I feel like there has to, or it has to be everyone in the room deciding. And I'm saying this I haven't really been on, you know, I did go to Vanity Fair last year. That was like insane. That was
second most major red carpet of the year.
Yeah. That was really,
besides the Met Ball, there is no bigger carpet.
Can we talk? That's one of my favorite things because it was so last minute when Melanie was like, all right, Poppet, we're doing this. And we're also going to the Elton John party and it's in 4 days. And I was like, my gosh. And you were like, okay, I pulled some stuff, but there's one dress and it has to be the dress. So it has to fit. And then I saw it and I was like, okay, that has to be the dress, but there's no way I can wear this dress. And then I like put it on. Oh my God, we got so lucky.
So lucky. And normally I knew that that was the dress and I never like to jinx that. I never.
Oh, right.
Every time when you're in fittings with me, if I have a favorite dress, I never start with the favorite dress because if I have a favorite dress in the beginning, it's always going to be the worst and it's not going to fit. And it's just like my dreams are shattered. So I always start with other dresses first and then slowly throw in my favorite one, you know, hoping.
Yeah.
But we had no time.
Yeah.
And
did we start with that? I don't know that we did that day. I still think.
No. We didn't start with it. But I knew that that had to be the dress. And I and nobody else could have worn that dress except for your body, which
I got very lucky. I was having a good week.
Okay.
So, anyway, that was so fun though. Oh my God, that was so fun. But that was like one that was okay. So we like clothes just in general. Like I feel like they're like our art. They're our expression of like who we are. And so trends are weird, even though I'm going to probably ask you about that kind of stuff. But like, I love that your take on that has always been like, whatever you want to, whatever looks good on you is what is.
It's more than looks. It's
right.
It's feeling.
Yeah.
It's honestly like, I want you to feel good.
Yeah.
And it might not be my favorite dress. But I will sit back and I'll take she feels great in this dress. I'm going to let it happen. You know, Isla Fisher.
Yeah.
Client.
Love Isla. Yeah.
Obsessed. Very close friend. And she loves to have a good time. She loves to wear the kookiest thing on the rack because it's fun and it's not that serious.
Yeah, you know? I love that. It's her. It's also she kind of is that. Like, she's like not too serious, always fun. That's why we love watching her. She's
exactly. And that translates. And sometimes I will pull things and be like, why am I pulling this? I mean, I would never pull a dress like some of the things for you that I pull for her or for anyone else. But because she's her and she pulls it off. I put her in for the Kids' Choice Awards. I put her in a Moschino quilt patchwork dress with a stuffed horse. You have to look it on my Instagram. There's a stuffed horse coming out of her shoulder. And it was just like perfect. And everybody was like, you're insane. You're insane. Don't put her in that. Don't put her in that. And it was just perfect thing.
Hold on. When were the Kids' Choice Awards?
It was like 2 years ago.
Okay. I'm not looking far enough back. Okay. I have to find this photo. Oh, hi. I see some ice. There's Vanity Fair.
Very colorful.
Very cute though, too.
She wears color great.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. I'm not finding it, but I that's okay. We'll find it.
Literally stuffed animal horse on her shoulder.
Right. Who cares?
She loved it. And she was just like, this is great. And I'm like, it might end my career, but go for it.
No, this is what I love about you. You're never going to be like, this is my pick and it has to be this way. And I'm going to be pissy if it's like, not that. It's like literally, cause I remember the pink dress, that pink cutout dress that wore a couple. What was the other option? There was like a short option, and I'm always Little Miss, like I'll show legs, right?
Yes.
And you were like kind of perplexed by my like loving the pink dress, I remember. And it was also like, all right, you were like, what if that's what you, I mean, you ended up loving it. I know, I think in the end too, because it was very, you tailored the shit out of that dress.
But it's one of my favorite looks that you've worn, and you pushed against. You fought for it.
Yeah, I did love that one.
And I was like, no, and I pushed against, but we got to an end. You were right, and that's also why I feel like I'm a little. I don't know everything.
I mean, I talk to psychics too, Micah. You know, yeah. I'll be like, oh, Fatima picked this one.
Oh my God. The psychic.
I'm half joking. I don't always like go with that option, but I will sometimes if I talk to her or have communication with her, I'll be like, we can't decide.
Yeah. Hey, listeners, your podcaster here talks to psychics about what to wear on the carpet.
They know this because Fatima was on. I don't know that little tidbit part, but yeah. I mean, look, I'll reveal my crazy here. Why not? All right.
Wait, so I told you about my psychic.
No.
I told you. My friend, my girlfriend's got me an hour with their psychic. I won't say she's out of London.
Okay. Oh, I know who that is. Yeah.
And like everybody's like, she's amazing and life changing. And Micah, you have to. And that for my birthday 1 year, they like got me an hour. She's a fortune. And they got me an hour with her. I was on the phone with her and talking 45 minutes. And I'm writing everything down and I'm like lapping it up. And about 15 minutes before the end of the call, she goes, you know this. And she goes, all right, you're just one of those women who just really needs to have a strong man. And I was like, wait, what? The psychic thought I was a woman for the entire phone call.
Oh my God.
I was like, she is not a good.
You correct her? You had to.
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, did I? I think, yes, I did correct her, but not like saying I'm a man.
Yeah.
I kind of like waited a couple minutes and then was like, you know, but like, I'm like a gay man. So like my boyfriend, like I just kind of brought it up in another context and I could like hear her mentally tripping up and being like, oh shit. Like I just like, it was.
Oh, not interesting. Right. I'm surprised she didn't come back with like, oh, I must be reading like a feminine quality or something to like try.
Oh shit.
I don't even mean that myself. I just mean like in an effort to like cover all bases of like,
no, I think she was like, great, we have 6 minutes left. Let me get off this call.
So she's your psychic now, right? You talk to her all the time.
She actually picks all of your clothes for you.
Yes. I love a callback. So we have like questions from, we put a little thing out that I was going to be interviewing you and some people had some questions. Wait, I sent them to you, didn't I? Here they are. And so we can do those too, but I have a couple myself more about like, well, this might just be fun for listeners because somebody brought this up to me about like, oh, do you have a hack or like a favorite thing you always have, like boob tape or like body something, like shaper or anything like that. That's like, oh, this is my kind of like secret weapon or always have this in my arsenal, or do you just always have every? I feel like your trunk is like filled with every possible thing anyone could need.
I always have everything. I always have flips. Oh, here it is. Here's my hack. I didn't even know I had one. Didn't even know I had one, Maggie. CBD oil for feet.
What?
I get my clients' feet stoned before they leave, so their feet, so they don't complain about how bad their feet hurt. Have I not? I haven't used that on you.
No, but I'm always like my shoes, I feel like, have always been like fairly comfortable, and like
You're also great in heels, so.
I love heels, so like, yeah, I'm like, I don't even feel the pain. I just want to be wear them. But like, wait, hold. Okay. So you rub oil on their feet.
It's Lord Jones. It's a brand called Lord Jones, and it's like a CBD moisturizer. And yeah, and I always have it in my kit. And usually, when someone is in hair and makeup, I will sit at their feet and give them a little foot massage with this stuff, and it kind of numbs out. I say it's
Okay,
under.
now I'm going to complain about my feet all the
I
time
don't.
just so I can
Okay,
get this, because
great.
like, but oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing I've ever, this is
It's yeah,
insane.
it's life-changing. I've been out of it for like 6 months and haven't re-upped, but next time you see me, I will have it because it's like, because I don't care about your pain. I don't like, I want you to
Looks
look
good.
good. Yeah. And I've had a client, I was on the red carpet with a client once, and I put her in these Louboutin Soakates. That's the name of the shoe, and they're just the highest pitch. Like they're like torture chambers, but they were these amazing. They had this pattern on that they went with what she was wearing. And I'm standing there looking at her and she's doing an interview. And I just see her go, like she just like
Oh,
shrunk.
no.
And I was like, did she just, and I couldn't like see, and I was like, did she just take her shoes off? Like she couldn't walk and she was in so much pain. So she took the shoes off and I was like, oh God. But
No, I will say, by the end of some night, it can be a night killer. It can be like a joy killer when you're like wanting to have a good time, but like not be the person that's taking their shoes off. And like it is, and but your feet hurt so bad you almost can't even like carry on a conversation. It's so real. That's like a real thing. And now we're hearing that there's like relief out there, not in the form of like a Dr. Scholl's like situation.
No, there is, it's a little bit, I don't know how long it lasts. If shoes are really, really bad, I will send a second pair of shoes to change into
My God.
that aren't as perfect for the look, but I don't care. Once the pictures are done, go in, take your Spanx off and eat a double cheeseburger. I don't care. The same thing with like change into the comfortable shoes. Sure. I'm the king of saying, I don't care about your comfort for 20 minutes. You know,
Get the picture. Get the carpet.
the picture. Exactly.
I love that. This is like insane. Okay, do you think that, because I have like a CBD that I use that has a cream. I've just never put it on my feet to like test it. It's literally like that's what it's for. It's for pain. I've used it on my shoulders and back. You're
Why
telling
not
me.
feet? Why
Feet. Oh
not
my
your feet?
God. Oh my God. Mind blown. Do you have? I was like, do you have any hacks? You're like, I don't know. Let me think. Oh my God, this is the greatest. You are in for a treat because support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. I love that we have a stylist on and we're also like sponsored by Jenny Kane this week because I love her clothes. I finally found a uniform I'm completely obsessed with. Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than it has ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. From luxury cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all of your everyday basics. Not to mention the most incredible home essentials too. Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Go to jennykane.com and use code Maggie to get 15% off. Their sweaters are the quintessential must-have item. And this season especially, I cannot get enough of their cotton collection. The new Cotton Foster sweater and Cameron crew neck are the perfect everyday pieces. And as the days get warmer, you can bet I'm wearing them on repeat on repeat. And I love the weather in LA. It's so chilly at night. I wear my big cardigan, my cashmere cardigan from Jenny Kane too, all the time. I live in it. And I get compliments every time I wear a Jenny Kane sweater, and they're so comfortable, I can truly live in them all year long, and I do. Plus, everything in their collection is designed so intentionally that you can style pieces together without a second thought. I love to pair their sweaters with everything from classic denim to a simple dress for a look that is effortless and so easily put together. Jenny Kane believes in the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so you can create a wardrobe that never goes out of style. Find your new uniform at JennyKane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code Maggie at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. Jenny Kane, JenniKayne.com, promo code Maggie. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I have another hack for certain clients. Definitely there has been a little tequila in fittings.
Oh,
just especially if it's a big fitting, because you know how exhausting a fitting can be. Like, people think it's just like, oh, I'm going to go try on clothes. It's exhausting.
Oh, it's been my workout for the day sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I'm not working out today because this, like, yeah.
Like, it's putting on and taking off. It really is it's a lot of work and things are tight and then. So a little bit of tequila halfway through a fitting, and I have one client who likes to fight me on things and she has a certain idea about what she can only wear. She can only wear certain cuts and certain fabrics and certain colors. And I'm always like, you're wrong. You can wear so many different things. And my new thing is I will put her in a dress that she does not want to try on. And I'll say, will you just please for me try this on? I just prove me wrong. And then she'll put the zipper in and I'll be like, oh, hang on. I have to go grab something. And I will leave my studio for 4 minutes, like a uncomfortable, like, and then I come back and she's going, this is interesting. and I'll leave her in front of the mirror and walk away. And then she on her own has figured out, wow, this does look good.
And oh my God. How did you discover that? How were you like, okay, if like when I leave her alone or when she stares at it long enough, she'll usually get there.
Yes, but it happened by accident. I think the first time it happened, I think like FedEx had come or something and I had to like leave the room and like sign something, or like I was gone for like 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
When I came back, that had happened. And I was like, huh, it needs to be her idea. And if I'm standing there being like, you look gorgeous, we love this, blah, 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 she's not going to hear that.
Oh, wow.
It's Jedi.
So it's just as much managing people and personalities, because you are like, you work up close and personal. I mean, I have this experience with you too. Thank God. This is why this, like, I can be really open and I can be really nice and I can be all those things, but I am very particular about who is like up close and personal around me. Like that is so much your job is like, you're a therapist, you are, because it's body, right? Like, so there's also a lot of that stuff going on.
There's intimacy, there's insecurity, there's so much trust that has to be between the two of you, and And I just have this weird thing about my personality where people feel comfortable, you know, always, like my whole life, like
straight. You're authentic, Micah. You are an authentic person. You show up and it's like what you see is what you are. You are so disarming. And so
I wish I could be fake. I really wish I could be fake.
But
I have a client who has not until very recently been unclothed in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly like, my job is nakedness. Like everybody's naked all the time. I don't pay attention to it. And I don't care. Like
I know. Look, I come from theater. So for me, I'm like, but also it's you too. Like, I don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. And there have been even wardrobe situations or whatever that are like, is it okay if I just like step behind this thing? Do we even want to talk about like trendy stuff? Obviously I have this thing where I'm like, oh, if I had like one thing in my closet for this summer, or this is more just me, Maggie, talking, or like, I feel like I have so many things in my closet that I don't even wear. So I get even when I'm shopping, I'm like, enough, like we're not buying anything if I need whatever. But then I'm always like, but this is really in the summer. You know what I did buy? I bought those like high-waisted jeans that have the cuff on the bottom that I feel like everybody, like that seems to be like the trend.
Who are they? Mousy? Moosey?
Yes. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I just got them for a shopping client.
I like they're so flattering. Okay. They were like really great. So that's one thing I did. I don't know. Do you have any other ads? And otherwise I'll get to the questions.
I'm very shoes and bags.
Tell me what's hot. Like if I were to like get, no, I can't do. Okay. But you give your options first. And then I have my own question.
It's just something new. My clothes are my clothes. I have so many clothes. I wear the same thing every day. And every time you see me, I'm normally in a black Prada outlet hoodie. They only make them for the They do not sell them the real Prada. They only make them for the outlets. And I wear them literally every day of the week. I have like 11 of them.
You always look so chic. Even in your hoodie.
The hoodie and jeans. But I just like every season. I mean, I don't like to say season because of the.
But like every turn of like a new chapter, time change.
Looking for something new. It's shoes. I have a psycho thing for bags. I'm a man who never carries bags, but I cannot stop buying bags for no reason whatsoever.
I love it.
So, but like all your clothes are clothes. And if they're in your closet and you love them and you wear them, you don't need new ones, but a new pair of shoes, a new bag. That's it.
Okay.
So I used to have this rule that every daylight savings time, you buy new sunglasses.
Oh God, I love that rule. You know what? This is really helpful for me right now too. As I've like been looking around and shopping and feeling like I want, it's a bag, it's shoes and it's sunglasses. When you have a closet full of clothes, you love them, you wear them. We've all been through spring cleaning. We've all like looked at our stuff at this point and been like, I don't need more jeans. I don't need more dresses. I don't need more sets of things. I don't need more suit. But the refresh is the bag. Yeah. The shoes, the sunglasses, a piece of jewelry or something for some. Yeah. Love that.
That's it. It's not brain surgery.
Yeah. I always am like, something doesn't work. Okay. How important? Oh, this is good. What should I wear to, these are guest questions or listener questions. What should I wear to a summer wedding as a guest?
As a guest, depending on the attire. Oh God. Depends. That's too broad.
I think so too. Let's give you a
location. Give me a location.
Let's do outdoor. Let's do like a all-inclusive resort or like a, you know, a ranch or a outdoor vibe. Like, you know,
ranch is going to be like a block heel.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're not sinking.
Or a platform and a flowy, silky tank dressy. The dress that we were just talking about that you wore, the cutouts, perfect for a summer.
Yeah, I love that. But I also love the simpler. I love that what you just said too, of like the slippy, like the silk kind of slip. You kind of can't go wrong, right?
Obviously not white. But like,
what about cream? No shade of white.
I'm on the fence about creams.
Okay.
I think if you're close enough with the bride, you can say, can I wear a cream? And then, you know, but if you're just a random, if you're a plus one, don't go anywhere near the cream. Grays, silvers, golds, you know.
Pale yellows, no, out.
Yeah. Here's my bridesmaid's hack. If you're a bridesmaid this summer, get the dress, shut up about the dress. You know, if you have to wear what everybody else is wearing, or like you don't have a choice really, tailor it yourself.
Okay.
All tailoring on your own.
Yeah.
I've done so many weddings. I love doing weddings. I love weddings. It comes down to, you can have the ugliest, horrible color bridesmaid dress ever. If you tailor it properly and make it your own a little bit without pissing off the bride, I cannot tell you how important tailoring is. I tailor almost everything. You can shop fast fashion at Zara, and you can buy something at Vuitton. The tailoring, it comes down to the tailoring.
Oh.
And you can buy a $20 top at Zara, and you can buy a $3,000 top at Vuitton. And if the Zara top is tailored properly, it'll look better than, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I love that.
This is
amazing. This is such, all of this is such great advice, because it's like, we're talking about individual, like this is tailor this for you, for your body. It will look chic. It won't, like, it doesn't matter. Right.
And it won't cost you much.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know about this color analysis thing? I do not. I was informed about it yesterday and I was like, wait, what? And I went and did a little research. What is it? I mean, like,
I think it's like people reading your colors and like telling you, okay, I don't buy it, because when I was 13 years old, my mom took me to Chicago for a shopping trip for like my bar mitzvah, to like get me ready for my bar mitzvah. And we were at 900 Michigan Avenue, which was like the mall, not the mall, but like the fancy stores. There was like a Bendel's and a Bloomingdale's. And we were in a J. Crew, and I was literally, I must have been like 13. And we were in a J. Crew, and I was trying all these brown sweaters on, just sweaters that had brown in them. I don't know.
Yeah.
A little chubby kid. And this fabulous man was working at the J. Crew, and he just kind of looked at me when I came out of the dressing room, and he just kind of said, like, oh, sweetie, brown is not your color. You should never wear brown.
Oh, no.
I was 13 and I'm 46, so I can't do math. I did not wear brown until about 3 years ago.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Because someone told me that brown wasn't my color. And I hate, like, there was no brown in my house. I had no brown. I hated brown. And then I started wearing brown like a couple years ago. I think my boyfriend like said, try this on. He was like, that looks great. And I was like, but it's brown. I can't wear brown. It's like deep ingrained in my little sad.
A celebrity stylist to like the most famous people in Hollywood and the world, just like whatever. And clearly like the best at what you do and what you know, and not knocking this person in Bendel's or wherever you were.
Hey, crew, we can knock him now. He was like a gay high schooler in Chicago in 1992.
Look, we hope he's all right and great wherever he is in his life. But really, like, oh my God.
He's running J. Crew.
Yeah, and in like a year or two, we're gonna be doing like a J. Crew event, and you're gonna be
Exactly.
like, "Oh my god, I'm never gonna
That's
play."
him.
And we're gonna have to like, never mind. Oh, I hate that for you, and also I totally understand that, and I love that you're connecting this to this color analysis situation where it's like telling people, like. These things that get like, well, they're going to stick, it's going to stick with you. And that's like, not,
there
I don't
are
know.
No rules.
Right.
There are absolutely no rules.
Thank you.
I will pull things, you know, for, you know, I know your skin tone, I know, but I will still sometimes have a pale yellow on the thing. And that's not something that really is going to work for you always. Or pink things, like pale pinks for Isla with her skin tone.
Yeah.
But sometimes it works. Like there's no.
There are no rules. We love that. I love that. I love that.
And if there are, I'm not, like the white shoes after Labor Day, shut up, wear whatever you want.
I love that too. This is why I love you.
Oh, if there are any nurses listening, just back to my tailoring.
Yes, yeah. Please.
I'm so into tailoring scrubs.
Oh my god, what a great idea. Think
if
about like
on TV, like Grey's Anatomy, all their scrubs are like super tailored. And then I go to the doctor's office and their scrubs, and my brother's a doctor and I always see him in his scrubs. And I'm like, can't you like get those? And I'm like, on TV, they're fitted and like tailored. Why can't normal nurses in the hospital and doctors just throw a little dart in the back of that and make it a little cuter?
Oh, I love this. I love this advice. I love all of this. You have no idea. Like, we got to have so much fun. We're getting to have so much fun, but also like, even my mind is a little bit blown on a couple of things that I also love that it's not about, all of this is about like feeling good, feeling like yourself, being comfortable, CBD on your feet. There are no rules. Fuck the rules. And be yourself, and also, and feel your, you know, whatever that means to feel your best, as you said, even if it's the Zara top, get it tailored. If it's that ugly bridesmaid dress, get it tailored.
Take that, Anton.
Take that, Anton. We love our Anton. Oh my God, you are so funny. Cause he did. It's honestly Anton's episode. It did very well.
He's a recurring character.
He's a recurring character, and you're going to be too, because this was just like so much fun. I feel like you're a, like, tell me if I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, an etiquette expert a little bit. I want to have an episode with you where I go through, you remember when they put out the New Yorker that put out the etiquette, the 100 etiquette rule?
Yes.
I kind of like want to have an episode with you where we just like go through some of them and talk about them.
I hear where you're going.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm right about these things,
okay.
But I think it's my, it's how sure of myself how I feel about certain things.
Yeah.
I make it seem like I'm right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh
I'm
my God,
so,
look at what just happened. Can you see those fireworks?
Yes.
What just happened?
I don't know.
I think that's the universe saying you are right, Micah. You are right. And also, like, I literally just want to like throw out topics to you of like PDA. No, we're not getting into this right now, but we're going to, this is what I want to do it. Will you do an episode like that with me?
Word association. Yes.
Yes. Word association. Just like topics and etiquette. And like, I want to do that.
I'm already ready to go on PDA. My boyfriend thinks it's okay to kiss and hug me in the Kansas City airport when we go home to visit my family. And I'm old school, you know, I've got that old school gay shame, like I'm gonna get hit, you know, like some jock is gonna come in.
Right.
I was always very popular in high school, that never happened, but.
Yeah, you're so lovable, but that's an interesting thing that ingrained.
My brain just goes there. And whenever we're in that airport waiting for my parents to pick us up to go to Thanksgiving or whatever, he gets really mushy and like puts his arm around me and starts kissing. I'm like, babe, we are in the Midwest. Like, No PDA here.
Oh, that like
Not
that
into PDA. No.
My heart. I'm not really. I'm not either. Okay. Anyway, I love you so much. You're coming back. Can you come back? Will you come back soon when it's not like hell time for you?
Hell time is over on the 30th.
Great. I really do want to do a word association slash because I feel like I do talk to you about things that I don't. Even some people closest to me sometimes just because I really love your take on all the things. And so I just had that thought as we were wrapping up where I was like, wait, I want to do another. I have been wanting to do an etiquette episode, like a sort of etiquette episode just about like everything from like proper response times on RSVPs, like everything, just like the stuff we all kind of have some weird anxiety about. And like, but I also am like, do I want to go to an expert or do I just want to go to a person? I'm like, that's who I would go to and ask this question. And it would be you always. I think I've actually done this a few times where I'm like, totally not about work. I just need your take on this.
I'm not an expert. I know nothing about anything. I just feel like I'm right about everything.
Right. And you know what? That kind of confidence makes me confident in you. And I want all the answers, Micah. Okay. I love you so much. Thank you all for listening. Follow Micah, Micah Marcus. He is the greatest and the most fun. And also we're going to have him back on the podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of Me Time. I hope you had as much fun as we did. And I will be back next week and kicking off more travel time. Let's just call it travel time because I don't think I want to put a month. I was going to say travel month, but I feel like that's putting like a time limit on it. And just like the beauty month, I don't know. Maybe that's beauty time. Let's just call it all time. How about that? And we'll do whatever we want. Okay, bye.